morning, you. Just barely. It's 9:47. Got sunshine, 55 degrees. It's a morning show with Dablo here, and as promised, our talk around continues on this Wednesday from Town and Country Heating and Cooling. The man is in to talk with me, Bob Heiser. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill.
Young man, I always start off with that.
Well, that's good.
Make you feel good. Bob, step up to the mic there. Grab that mic, pull a little closer to you so we can hear you. You have got a great, great promotion coming up here, too, and this is through Lennox.
Yes.
It was coming back into your parameters of your business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And they're offering a great, great... I'm going to just let you talk about it.
Right on. Well, so recently we became a Lennox dealer in Breckenridge-Wapton area. And Lennox is promoting a Share the Love. And what they do is they have a system that they like to give a hand up to somebody who might be in need of a new furnace, heating and cooling system. And they've been doing this since 2009. They've done 2,300 installations, and they've spent $12.6 million on donated material. And how it works is we take nominations of somebody in the community that could use a hand up, could use a new heating and cooling system, maybe a volunteer or somebody who gives back to the community. Maybe it's a firefighter or paramedic or EMT, or just somebody who maybe a senior citizen, a veteran, that could use a new system.
Somebody that needs to share the love.
That's right.
That's right. So that's a good way to put it.
Share the love. So what we do is Lennox donates a furnace and air conditioner, and we donate the time and material to install it. And so how we do that is we will receive nominations, and we'll pick from those nominations who we believe would fit the best for a new system.
Okay. And folks, by the way, those nominations, and we talked about this, you were in just a couple days ago. We talked about this. You can send those to us at the radio station at studio at kbmwam.com. We're going to talk a lot more about this here over the next couple of weeks.
Correct.
But as far as nominating someone, that's where you can send it, to studio at kbmwam.com.
Right. And sooner the better. We've got about a 5 to 7 days here that we're taking nominations, and we'd like to have somebody picked just as soon as possible, and we plan to have it installed in the next 2 weeks.
Holy smokes. And this is going on. I mean, this isn't just here, Bob. This is going on nationwide,
yes,
right?
Yes, there's actually 43 states and Canadian provinces that they do this in.
Wow, what a fantastic thing to get a hold of.
Yeah. They're a great company. They have a good product, and they really like to get their dealers involved in the community.
Well, yeah, and what a great tie-in, too.
Absolutely. So,
and especially right before the holidays, you know, that would definitely be welcome for people here and definitely the heating season.
Right.
But
correct.
This is heating and cooling, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
heating,
it's furnace and air conditioning.
Correct.
Wow, what a great thing. And again, you can send, if you know people, because they're, you know, folks, you got your wheels turning right now, send it to studio at kbmwnews.com and do that as quick as you can.
Perfect. And yeah, I guess, you know, just to say, you know, we do about a 50-mile radius.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be somebody just in Wapton, Breckenridge. It could be somebody in the surrounding communities. And we'd be happy to make somebody's day.
So if you know, folks, if you know of someone that could be up for new heating and air conditioning system, this is the time to do it. Bob Heiser, what else you want to add here this morning?
Well, I tell you what, that's probably about it.
Okay.
We took on the Lennox dealership here about 2 months ago, and we've had Lennox dealers in town for the last 40 years, and they closed due to retirement. And so we are taking that dealership on, and we're excited about it.
Well, I tell you what, that's a legacy business, too. That's a legacy name, Lennox.
Yeah. Yes, good company, good product, and we're happy to do it.
So here over the next week or so, we'll take and will you be coming in and we can draw a winner or we can pick a winner?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then so we'll get you back in here in studio.
That sounds great.
All right, young man. Thanks so much. I know you're a busy guy, but thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great day.
You bet. And again, folks, if you want to send in your nominations, you want to send those names in to us, send them to studio at kbmwam.com. It's 9:52. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman of the Market Update. We're looking at basically some positive numbers now. Starting creep in corn. We've been positive in the soybeans. Now mixed market in the wheat here as we edge closer to the midday of market trading. Wheat complex had been lower across all three classes. Follow through technical selling from yesterday's bearish reversals appeared to be the primary culprit here this morning. Ukraine.